Welcome to HN Pod, your daily deep dive into the top stories and discussions from Hacker News. I am your host, Sarah.
And I am Mike. It is Thursday, May 7th, 2026, and this is episode number 388. Today, we are looking back at the most interesting stuff that hit the front page yesterday, May 6th.
We have a really fascinating mix of stories today, Mike. We are going to talk about Valve releasing the CAD files for the Steam controller, a very deep and somewhat existential essay on what it means to appear productive in the AI era, and a hilarious but pointed website tracking GitHub outages.
Plus, we will look at a beautiful new Linux laptop called the Starfighter that has people both excited and very skeptical. And finally, a wild new integration between Cloudflare and Stripe that lets AI agents actually buy domains and deploy apps all by themselves.
Let us kick things off with Valve. They just released the CAD files for the Steam controller and the Steam controller puck under a Creative Commons license. This includes the STP and STL models, plus engineering drawings showing the critical keep-out zones so you do not block the wireless signal.
As someone who loves 3D printing, this is just the coolest thing a hardware company can do. The README file on their GitLab is so friendly, too. It literally says, feel free to use these to make your own puck holders, controller sweaters, or whatever else you want. It is just such a refreshing attitude compared to the walled gardens we usually see in tech.
The Hacker News comments were totally echoing that sentiment. The top comment thread started with someone asking what we did to deserve Valve and how long it can possibly last. People were pointing out how much goodwill Valve has built up by actually providing a good service, pushing Linux gaming forward with Proton and not nickel and diming users with battle passes for every little thing.
Though, to be fair, another commenter rightly pointed out that Valve literally pioneered the modern loot box with Team Fortress 2 and Counter-Strike, so they're not exactly angels. They make billions off those digital economies.
Right, and the community acknowledged that. But the consensus seemed to be that even with the casino elements in their multiplayer games, Valve gets the core stuff right. A user named Ninja Oxygen wrote a great comment about how trust is earned. They compared Valve to Ubisoft or EA. Valve just makes owning PC games convenient, and releasing these CAD files, just like they did for the Steam Deck and the Valve Index previously, just reinforces that they actually respect their hardware customers.
It is a great move. I am already looking forward to seeing the crazy smartphone mounts and custom grips people are going to print for this thing.
Moving from a company doing things right to a massive existential crisis for the modern worker. Our second story is an article titled Appearing Productive in the Workplace from a blog called No One is Happy. It got over 800 points and the discussion was incredibly intense.
This article hits so close to home for a lot of people. The author talks about a phenomenon they call output competence decoupling. Basically, because of generative AI, a complete novice can now produce a 12-page technical design document or a complex data architecture that looks incredibly professional at first glance, but they have absolutely no idea how it actually works.
Exactly. The author shared a story about a colleague who spent 2 months building a data system using AI. It looked like progress to management because there was so much code and documentation being generated, but the underlying architecture was completely wrong from day one. Anyone with actual experience in the field knew it was wrong, but management was so blinded by the sheer volume of output that they let it continue.
The most profound point the author makes is about the slowness of work. They wrote that the slowness was not a tax on the real work. The slowness was the real work. That is how you got good at your job. You built things, you broke them, you learned what a bad architecture looked like because you had to suffer through fixing it. Now people are just acting as conduits, passing AI-generated output to their bosses without evaluating it.
The comments on this were wild. A user named WCF Robert highlighted how requirements documents that used to be one page are now 12 pages. Everything is being elongated. And then someone replied saying that they work at a major tech company and the practice of using AI to pad out design documents is totally out of control. They said, "Why should I bother to read your design if you didn't even bother to write it?"
That is the paradox we are living in right now. Someone generates a massive wall of text with an AI, complete with a bunch of bullet points and emojis, and then the person receiving it uses their own AI to summarize it back down to 3 sentences. It is an arms race of artificial productivity. One commenter mentioned they are negotiating vendor contracts right now, and they know for a fact that their AI is just fighting the vendor's AI. It's just bots talking to bots, while the humans pretend to be productive.
It is funny, but also kind of terrifying. The article points out that AI models are designed to be agreeable. They affirm the user even when the user is completely wrong. So you have novices who are overly confident because the AI is telling them they are doing a great job, producing massive amounts of garbage that looks like expert work. It is going to be really interesting and probably painful to see how companies untangle this over the next few years.
Speaking of things breaking, let us talk about our third story. It's a website called Red Squares, and it maps GitHub outages as contributions.
This is such a classic developer joke. You know the green contribution squares on your GitHub profile that show how much code you've been committing? This site uses that exact same visual layout, but the squares are red, and they represent the days GitHub services went down.
It is a beautiful piece of passive aggression, but the conversation on Hacker News quickly turned into a really serious debate about GitHub's infrastructure and management priorities. A lot of people are getting really frustrated with how often GitHub seems to have hiccups these days, especially on the enterprise side.
Yeah, a user named YouFuckingDork started off by saying people always blame Azure or the tech stack, but noted that GitHub Enterprise actually has much better uptime numbers. But that sparked a massive pushback. Another user, Digit, argued that GitHub's tech stack has issues, and pushing them onto Azure has been rough. They made the point that GitHub is spending all this time and money rewriting their user interface and pushing AI Copilot features while struggling to keep the core site lit.
That was a huge theme in the comments, the tension between shiny new AI features versus maintaining core reliability. People were saying it's not about punching down at the engineers, it's a management failure. When you have a de facto monopoly on code hosting, the business incentives shift toward pleasing the shareholders with AI buzzwords rather than making sure the database doesn't fall over.
There was also a fascinating little anecdote in that thread about the culture clash between the old GitHub and Microsoft. Someone mentioned talking to an Azure manager at a booth who literally turned their back on them the second they said they were a Linux person. It just highlighted how different the original Ruby on Rails, Linux-heavy culture of GitHub is from the enterprise Windows world of Microsoft, even though Microsoft has adopted Linux heavily in recent years.
It just goes to show that beneath every funny meme site about red squares, there's a deep well of engineering trauma waiting to be unpacked.
So true. All right, let us shift gears to some hardware. Story number 4 is the Starfighter 16-inch laptop from Star Labs. This thing looks incredible on paper. It is a premium Linux laptop with a 4K matte display, a 120Hz refresh rate, and an open firmware powered by Core Boot.
The specs are a massive wish list for any Linux enthusiast. It has a removable magnetic webcam, hardware kill switches for wireless, and this really unique plasma electrolytic oxidation finish that is supposed to be incredibly durable. Plus, they offer a 1-year open warranty, meaning you can open it up, upgrade parts, or change the operating system without voiding your warranty.
It sounds perfect, but the Hacker News community has a very long memory. The top comment by L. Hell pointed out that the Starfighter 16 was originally announced back in November 2022 with a 3 to 4 month delivery timeline. Here we are in May 2026, roughly 3.5 years later, and people are still waiting for independent reviews and widespread shipping.
Yeah, hardware is incredibly hard, especially for a small boutique company. And the comments brought up a really good point about the current state of the supply chain. Because of the massive AI boom, memory prices have been brutal. Niche hardware companies like Star Labs, Framework, and System76 are competing for components in a market where all the silicon is being eaten up by data centers building AI clusters.
Someone in the comments mentioned they just ordered a Framework laptop without any RAM or storage, hoping prices will drop by the time it ships. There was a whole debate about whether the eventual cooling of the AI hardware market will flood the secondary market with cheap RAM. But as another user pointed out, a lot of that server memory, like high bandwidth memory or registered DIMMs, does not just easily slot into a consumer laptop.
It is a tough spot for these indie laptop makers. You have to respect Star Labs for sticking with it and continuing to push for open firmware and repairability. But if you need a laptop for work tomorrow, waiting on a pre-order from a boutique shop is a pretty big gamble right now.
Our final story today brings a lot of these themes together. It is an announcement from the Cloudflare blog titled, "Agents can now create Cloudflare accounts, buy domains, and deploy."
This is wild, Sarah. We've been talking about AI agents for a while, but this is a massive leap in what they are actually allowed to do. Cloudflare has partnered with Stripe to create a protocol where an AI agent can literally go from zero to a fully deployed production app on a custom domain without a human ever clicking through a dashboard.
The workflow they showed is crazy. You use the Stripe command line tool to initialize a project. You prompt your agent to build something and deploy it. If you do not have a Cloudflare account, the system automatically provisions one for you in the background using your Stripe identity. The agent gets an API token, purchases a domain name, and pushes the code. No copying and pasting API keys, no entering credit card details on a new website.
I know the immediate thought everyone has is, wait, is my AI going to max out my credit card buying random domain names? But they thought of that. The protocol uses Stripe payment tokens that do not expose your actual credit card number to the agent, and there is a hard-coded default limit of $100 a month that the agent is allowed to spend.
What I find most interesting about this is how it changes the concept of a user interface. The blog post talks about how Cloudflare exposes a catalog of services as a simple JSON API. The agent reads that catalog, understands what Cloudflare offers, and provisions what it needs. The dashboard is entirely bypassed.
Exactly. We are entering an era where the primary consumer of your software as a service product might not be a human with a mouse, but an AI agent reading your API documentation. If your platform has a clunky onboarding process or requires a human to click an email verification link, you are going to lose out to services that let agents provision resources frictionlessly.
It ties right back to our second story about productivity. The friction of setting up an account, buying a domain, configuring DNS, that used to be the work. It was a barrier to entry. Now you just tell the computer what you want and it handles the plumbing. It is incredibly powerful, but it also means we are abstracting away even more of the fundamental knowledge of how the web works.
It really is a double-edged sword. On one hand, I love the idea of just telling my terminal to deploy my weekend project and having it magically appear on a live URL. On the other hand, if something breaks, the human operator might have absolutely no idea how the DNS records were configured or where the code actually lives.
Well, I guess they will just have to ask the agent to fix it for them and hope the agent does not decide to buy 10 more domains in the process.
That is a very real possibility. And that is all we have time for today on HN Pod.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends and colleagues. We will be back tomorrow with more of the top stories from Hacker News. Have a great day, everyone.